God. I'm Pastor Mark Cho, and welcome again to Revival Today. The message is an atmosphere of thanksgiving.
Today's word is an atmosphere of thanksgiving. Turn to somebody and say, an atmosphere of thanksgiving. The atmosphere means that that's your environment that you're in is your atmosphere. If you go outside, the atmosphere will change. Is that right? If you go outside, all of a sudden it's cold because it's a different atmosphere. Now, one thing we have to understand about even as God created the earth and he did it and he said that it is good, don't you know that he created all the elements, all the different atmospheres, and everything was designed for a specific purpose? Now think about it. If something is to grow, it cannot only grow when it's sunny out, but it also has to have the rain to establish it so that it can grow. Now I'm going to talk to you about this because a lot of times we don't understand how the enemy really operates. He operates in your atmosphere. So now it makes it so that we have to understand that our atmosphere requires us to adjust according to it. Because if you get in an atmosphere where it's not conducive to you, what do? You change the atmosphere. So I'm going to talk about this morning because I need you to know if you come into a cold room, or you know it's cold, what do? You either put on a coat, put on more clothes, put on a scarf, put on a sweater. Is that correct? But when we're in the Lord, we blame God for our atmosphere because we don't know that we have to put something on. And so all of a sudden we say to the Lord, that's why your testimony was powerful, because people are going through because we don't know how to maintain our atmosphere so that it's comfortable. And so we get into a place spiritually where we don't realize that God is still in control. But he wants you to understand that you have to work out your own soul salvation. That means you have to get ready. There's a scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Those that have your word, please go there. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. See what it's saying? This is the will of God and Jesus Christ concerning you. So it's, see now right there, why would he say to you, in everything give thanks? This is the will of God concerning you. Now this is one way to get ready to change your atmosphere. Even though you're in a situation that's not conducive to you, it says this is the will of God that you go in and give thanks. That's the will of God concerning you. Say, concerning me. So when I came into the house with thanksgiving, with praise, that's why the atmosphere changes, because your attitude changes. Even when you say, praise God. There's a song that we used to sing that says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, he is good. Then it will go, he's worthy, worthy, he is good, he is good. Why do you do that? It's because it's about setting the atmosphere. The enemy is not going to be comfortable with your atmosphere that you set. That's why it's all about you and your relationship with God. So I want to help you to grow. And I want you to see that you are okay. Turn to somebody and say, I'm okay. Because God is growing me. Now check this out. An attitude of thanksgiving is one of choice. Turn to somebody and say, it's one of choice. Do you think I come in here with the energy I have just because I do? No, it's a choice. Do you know there's divorces all the time because people still aren't used to understanding that anything worth anything, you have to work for? So you have to choose to change what's going on in your home, in your atmosphere. I don't care who you are, man of God, sister of God. You pray all night and day. I don't care. You have to change the atmosphere in your home. Is that right? Somebody then put down the toilet seat. It's one of choice where you have to understand that we as a people of God have to protect our atmosphere. So it's important to know that we create an atmosphere. And I like when the sister was sharing her testimony. When she went into a place, she went into a new atmosphere. They already was ready to receive. Now, guess what? That's why I'm glad you've seen that. Because what God is trying to get the people to see is that even in this house, pastor can't do it all. You got something to do. God reveals stuff to us sometimes because he wants you to awaken up so that you take on that role and say, you know what, this is what I felt. And God is saying, that's why I revealed it to you. See, because guess what? We have to get ready to go to another level spiritually. And we can't get there if we keep on stumbling all the time. If you continue to chop something that is growing, every time you see it grow a little and you cut it out, that will never reach its potential. So God wants the body to know that you can't reach your potential if you don't allow yourself to continue to grow. I have a little illustration here. And this is a little fun story, so I hope you enjoy it. It's about one day, one of my favorite stories is about a grandpa and a grandmother who visits the grandchildren every year. All right, and each afternoon, grandpa would lie down and take a nap. He would just sit there and take a nap. So at this particular time, one of the children, as a practical joke, the kids decided to put Limburger cheese on his mustache. And they put it on his mustache, and quite soon after he awakes, sniffing the air, and he began to ask, why does this room stink? He got up and he went into the kitchen. He wasn't there long until he decided that the kitchen smelled too. Well, he has it on. Now, see, he's going to all these different places, and he's still smelling this smell, you know. So he began to said, why does this room stink? So he got up and went to the kitchen. The same thing happened. Then he went there long until he decided the kitchen still smelled. And then he walked outside for a breath of fresh air. He went outside. And when he went outside for a breath of fresh air, he was surprised that the open air brought no relief. Everywhere he went, it stank. Now, I need you to know that you understand. And then he began to claim that the whole world stinks. He didn't know that something was put on him. The Bible says that we're working against spirits in high places. And there's something that's being released against you, and you don't even realize that it's chasing you and it's stuck on you. And you're saying, my God is not strong enough. My God is not real enough, because we don't realize that it's on us. God wants us to know what his word says about our lives. So we have to adjust our attitudes. So I'm going to turn to somebody and say, let's adjust our attitude. Now, this is hard because guess what? We can't be successful spiritually if you're not adjusting your attitude. Now, I don't care how long you've been married, how long you love somebody, how long you've been on a team. If you are not a team player, guess what? They're not going to want you there. Sorry, they don't want you. I was in the middle of interviewing, and we have all these engineers, and they're getting ready to go out and do an interview. And the two guys are talking. They said, yeah, you know, we did three interviews and they were great, but their personalities were no good. So they didn't care about how smart they were. They just wanted to know, can they fit on the team? Turn to somebody and say, can we fit on the team? And so what they began to do is they would talk and they said, you know, I like this guy. He's super smart, but, you know, I like his potential, but he's not going to fit with us. Then I need you to know that this is why God wants us to be aware of who we are. You are either a thermometer or a thermostat. Now, thermometer, this is how a thermometer is. A thermometer measures the atmosphere, measures it. All it does, it reacts to what's there. What a thermometer does, if it's 60 degrees, it's going to tell you it's 60. And this is what we're doing with our spiritual life. We walk into atmospheres and we adjust to what that is. It said it's 60 degrees, so you post up, I'm 60 degrees. If it's 50 degrees, you post up, I'm 50 degrees. But a thermostat, the way it works is you turn it up, the atmosphere changes. That means you got to get up and you got to turn it up. You know how we do it with our kids. We said, don't turn that thing up because we got a bill to pay. See, I'm going to go somewhere with this word. So it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. This is how it works. I need you to see that God is doing a making in your life. And what we do is we get up and run when God is actually developing us. And he cannot develop you if you don't want to sit in an environment and change it. Because guess what? That means you are the one that can bring joy in the life of somebody else. When they're down and out, who are you lifting up? Because you walk into an atmosphere and you take on the spirit of that atmosphere, and then the Christ that's in you is not alive. But I need you to know that the Christ that is in you is a living Christ. And so that everyone that comes near it should feel the light. And that's why the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that's why the enemy is trying to shut this place up and shut it down. But I need you to know only the joy of God is going to light you on fire. So we got to start saying, I'm on fire for Christ. I'm going to change my atmosphere with the way I think. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving, and all we're going to do is sit around a bunch of food. And sometimes you get around a bunch of food and you're with relatives and they talk about everything and it sets the atmosphere. Or they talk about the politics, half of them are Republicans and half are Democrats. Then they start beating up each other, fussing at each other. Because guess what? The atmosphere changed. Is that right? How did the atmosphere change? Because you came in and changed it because you brought something with you. You brought an opinion. I'm going to go there this year, and I'm going to tell my daddy that I'm not a Republican. And I'm going to tell him why. You know, you got a plan in your spirit that you're going to go tell somebody, because last Thanksgiving, they won the battle. So this year, you're going to go and show them that I know a little bit more this year. But don't you know that God wants us to understand that the atmosphere that we're in is induced, and it's there because it's necessary. It's necessary. So that's why when I do the things of God, I know how to bring joy into my environment. I don't like to be around ugly people, honest. Ugly people don't even know they're ugly. It's like, you ugly. No, we don't know we're ugly because we walk in our own skin. Because that's become part of your natural nature. And everywhere you go, you bring down things because we don't know that. It's your job to bring things up because you're a child of the King. And the too many times that people that are supposed to be the light of the world are walking in depressed. But my God is greater. And that means my God is greater because he's with me everywhere I go. That's where we have to go with our spiritual walk. Guess what? People are not going to be drawn to us if we don't desire to stand in the storm. Because everybody has a life of their own, and everybody is struggling trying to make it. Is that right? And somebody needs you to be able to show up to work one morning with a smile on your face. Don't come into that office always down and out, and then you're going to try to preach the gospel. No, you mean as ice. You're cold. And then you're going to try to talk about Jesus. Yeah, he loves you. Yeah, but you mean. He loves you. God will heal you. You just walk in that office. How you doing? You know I'm down. You know, stinky day. But Jesus loves you. You don't want to talk to them because their attitude always is miserable. I need you to know that God is about adjusting a life. The Bible says he will change your heart. He will make you brand new again. That's what it's all about, brand newness. Anything brand new, guess what? When you get something brand new, you talk about it. You show it off. And I want the church to get this. So here's the next scripture I have for you. I hope you're enjoying this. Give God some praise. It says in Philippians 4:8, and the thing is, I want you to know this, is that, you know, God is doing a really mighty thing around, even here in the church. Give God some praise about that. I want you to know that if you ever talk to somebody that's successful in marriage, if you really got their story, you will walk away down and out. You're like, I'm not doing this because this is too much work. No, but when you see them, you see their journey, and they say, like, I've been married 50 years, and everyone's like, yeah, 50 years, yeah, yeah, let's party. And then they tell you your story. You can leave down and out, but guess why they made it? Because they decided to stand in the environment and stay with what they were in. See, and what we don't understand is anything that's going to last, you have to change who you are. When you're not willing to change who you are, yes, you go in, yay, this is great, yay, this is great, she's beautiful. But one day, things are going to change. And when them things change, now are you going to still stand together? And this is how we do God. We don't know that God requires something of us. So in the next scripture it says, finally, my brother, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is noble, whatsoever is right, whatsoever is pure. Now he's saying, think about this. He says, finally, my brother, he's speaking to the brethren. And he's saying, this is how you got to go at it. Think on what is true and what is noble. Now, you see how people are today. They get together, they only look at negativity. And they don't think about stuff that's really true. They don't even check it out. But the Bible is telling us, says, find me, my brother, think on what is true, what is noble, what is right. Say what is right. Whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, and if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Now, why is he telling the brethren this? Because this is the word of God. Is that, see, the thing is, we always see these great stories in the Bible, but you don't realize that they had to stand in their battle. Every one of the disciples died a horrendous death. We're the first one to check. Oh, we're with God. He's with me. No, what if when you got to give it all up for God? Do you know that when Jesus went to the cross and he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he began to pray. He cried before his God, before his Father, and said, remove this cup from me. But he said, if thy will be done, let it be done. I don't want to change your will, God. Turn to somebody and say, I don't want to change your will, but I want to be in his will. What I need you to understand is that sometimes What God has for us is not easy. But we have to change the environment in which we are in. And the way you change it, it says here to think on things that are true. And just like when you see what's going on in the atmosphere and the environment today with politics, there's no longer any truth. As you can see, even when you look at this thing, what's going on with Trump, it's like all the women are making a stand. The men are still cowering out. The women are telling the truth. And the men are like, they just care about them big careers. The women are willing to take a bullet. They're like, no, this was wrong. The men are like, well, you know, I got to lie. Don't you see what's going on in the spirit today? In this country today? And so if the church doesn't change its spirit, do you think that's why churches are closing everywhere? Because people are not ready to stand. And like you see how service was this morning, God is good. Give God some praise. It's hard to drag people to church and get them up. See, when you choose to serve God, guess what? Obedience is better than a sacrifice. So that means when you're obedient to the things of God, guess what? He's going to bless you because you are willing to do what God says. An attitude of thanksgiving creates an atmosphere of appreciation. That's why when God said, when you come into this house, come into the house with thanksgiving and praise. It tells you how to come into the house of God. It's tough for the praise team because sometimes I look at them and every week they got to try to get them going. The ministers are up here and we get to watch, see how your faces are. And sometimes you didn't come in to give praise. You kind of came in to see if we can jumpstart you. You ever have a car that every week you had to jumpstart until you get a new battery? And some of us was that crazy. Every week we go in and jumpstart it. Just get a new battery. It says in Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace. See, why? It didn't say God's going to do this. It says you have to do it. See, and that's why we don't maintain our spiritual blessings. And I'm telling you right now, the things that God has given me for you is really going to grow you. And I was blessed because just recently we have the podcast, and I want to thank all my Facebook fans, those that are following us, because there are people that are following us, and they enjoy the word every week, so I want to say thank you. But I want you to know is also, even those that are on Facebook and out there, you need to get up some Sunday mornings, get in church. Find a place of worship. Reason why I want to tell the body this is this, because we have to understand is that we got to be ready to be fighters in this last and evil day. And when you can weather any storm that comes, just like to get to church, sometimes we're driving through the snow to get to the house of God. Sometimes we're going on a rainy day to get to the house of God. But what it shows is that you're willing to do some work. We have too many Christians that don't want to do any work. They want to order it in. And God is trying to tell us that you can't get growth sitting where you at and not coming forward for God. God wants us to be ready to change an atmosphere in our life so that we can change the atmosphere wherever we go. How many of you want to change the atmosphere wherever you go? And that's why even in a spiritual sense, we come into the house of God depressed, and we don't know that God is trying to make us greater than those that were around us. So there's a choice to make. You choose ye this day who you're going to serve. You got to see yourself greater. Praise God. I pray that you enjoy the message today. You have the ability to change the atmosphere and have an atmosphere of thanksgiving. Be a thermostat, not a thermometer, which only can read the atmosphere.
be the one that can change it. I want to encourage you to come visit us at 1850 Elm Street. Sunday morning services are at 10 a.m. We hope to see you soon, and God bless you. Every day, every day, every day.